Blog Talk Radio.
O salutaris hostia, quae celi pandis ostium, bella primundo stilia, da
radio show. And in case you didn't go to church today, I just saved you. I just brought the sheep home. How's it going? Beautiful day today. We're finally getting some of that summer preview. Out in Kansas, they're having a tough time with tornadoes. And with all the tornadoes we've seen this year, I never once saw Obama bin Laden doing a flyover at the stricken areas. You know, yet they complained about Bush. He didn't have his water wings at Katrina. Unbelievable. These communists, boy, they get away with murder. Topic for today, and by the way, that tune was a Latin tune, you haven't been fortunate enough to be born Catholic, Roman Catholic. As a matter of fact, my father's from Ireland, my mother's from Scotland, and that makes me a Roman in the gloaming Catholic. The words basically say, O Heavenly Father, open up the gates of heaven to us below. Our foes close in from every side. And that's what's happening in America today. There's a war on God, and the Mother Earth people want to substitute God for Mother Earth. And not only that, but take over the government and pass regulations that farmers can't farm, fishermen can't fish, hunters can't hunt, and we can't make anything. Yes, and we have a code word for that. What that is MBS. That's M is in Mary, B is in boy, S is in Shiite, or make believe Shiite. So when we see these ads on TV, as a family, we don't want to curse. We just say MBS. So when we see all those Mother Earth people hugging a tree, we say MBS. Because their goal is not to save fauna and flora. Their goal is to crush the United States. And they use children to do it. Unbelievable. And that's why our enemies are closing in from every side. I'm going to talk to you about the success of the Obama embargo against Iran. Obama has said that it's working real good, and that the Iranians are not allowed to buy any made in USA goods. They are banned from buying anything that's made in the USA. Hello, China? China, this is Ahmadinejad from Iran, and I would like to order 10,000 GE refrigerators with the Made in USA logo. Yes. What are you kidding or what? What's made in USA? Swiss cheese? There's nothing made here anymore. I heard today they announced that, iPod, the iPod people are now worth more than three countries in Europe combined, Portugal, Spain, and I forget what the third one was, but they have a net worth more than those three countries combined. And those iPods are made in Lexin, China. I'm going to do a little tribute to... I was prompted by it this morning. I'm so tired of hearing the Democamos say that the Republicans hate the Latinos and they're trying to keep the Mexicans down. It is not true. All we want is a fair shake in our own country, and we'll give you a fair shake. And don't believe the Democamo crap. And never forget that they do not vaya con Dios. They do not vaya con Dios. They are anti-el Dio. And anyway, let me give you a tune. We'll give you a nice one by the Spinners. I dedicated this tune to Sarah Palin when she was running for vice president. And I think you'll like it. Oh, it's 3 minutes and 35 seconds. I may cut it short. Let's see what we got here. It's called, and I'm dedicating it to women. One of a kind. Women are one of a kind. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I
morning, I turn on my TV, and Fox is gloating over how they defeated Santorum with Romney's advertising. And I didn't like the way O'Reilly rubbed it in at the end when after Santorum dropped out. And O'Reilly gave him all the tips he withheld from him. Said, you should have done this, you should have done that. But he never picked up the phone to tell Santorum to do it before, because they were weighing the gold nuggets from the Romney campaign. Anyway, I got tired of looking at Fox, so I switched to one of my favorite channels, which is the military channel, to see what the men of yesterday look like. And the men of, and some of the men of today, but went down to a skeleton crew of freedom. And what do I see? I see the battle for Fallujah. And I did some research on Latinos in the military because I'm big on making sure that the Democrats don't convince the Latinos that they are their party, because they're not. If you've ever served in the military, you would know that the Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you on the battlefield to die. And then they run. And then they promise they will never run again. And then they get you into another war. And right now, as we're talking, as you're listening and I'm talking, Al-Qaeda and Taliban are swarming back into Afghanistan for the final kill on the American retreat. Okay, they're coming in, and they're going to backshoot as many Americans as they can on the way out. And I guarantee Obama's going to screw it up, and he's going to have six different people to blame. But they are coming in for the final American rub-out. And Obama's going to try and negotiate with these guys, and they're going to backshoot everybody. God help them. God help those GIs. Say a little prayer for them. So I'm watching the assault on Fallujah. And once again, the Marines have to bear the brunt of American stupidity. And what happened in the assault on Fallujah, they ordered the Marines to go in and sweep the city, take out the Al-Qaeda, take out the Republican Guard that Colin Powell let get away on the highway of death, when we could have wiped them all out, and Colin Powell said, no, it'll be a turkey shoot. And now the turkey shoot is in Fallujah, and it's Americans who are the turkeys. So the Marines go in there, and they take half of the city. And while they're taking half of the city and losing buddies right and left, an NBC cameraman films one Marine finishing off a twitching Al-Qaeda. And they run it back to NBC, and NBC creates MBS, Make Believe Shiite. And they accuse the Marine of committing an atrocity. Okay, so he was backshot not only by the Al-Qaeda, he was backshot by NBC. So here's this poor Marine, all right? The guy is rattled. He's fighting his way through a city against overwhelming odds. In one situation, there were three guys fighting off 1,500. And they made this Marine a scapegoat for the communist movement at NBC. And not only did they rub it in, but Chris Matthews brought in a Congressional Medal of Honor winner named Jacobs to sign this Marine's death warrant. And Jacobs says on TV, this Marine is jazzed up. Well, you'd be jazzed up too, buddy, if you just lost two of your buddies and you got an NBC cameraman filming you while you're fighting your way to the next building. But the media has always declared war on the military. They will do anything in their power to destroy the U.S. military. and they do it with MBS, make-believe Shiite. And I recall another incident that you may remember. Do you remember the run-up into Baghdad, where it took us 27 days after we left Kuwait to get to the palace of Saddam? Remember that, when the tanks and the armored personnel carriers came out of the desert wind and storm and made the right turn into Saddam's palace? Do you know that that was the time to negotiate with Iran for the takedown of their nuclear program? And that was on Bush's watch, and that was Bush's bad call. That was the time, because the Iranians were scared of Shiite. They were scared because they thought, if these Americans can do in 27 days and topple his government, they're coming for us next. We better cut a deal. But we didn't follow through. We didn't play the game, and therefore we lost the initiative. And we're going to have to fight them later than sooner. But they're not going away, and that's for a Shiite sure. So I'm gonna. I took a look at. And then in the middle of this battle for Fallujah, the politicians decide to step in and negotiate. And they negotiate with the lying Al-Qaeda and the Republican Guard. And they come back and they say, well, we've negotiated. And all of a sudden, the fighting starts all over again. They pull the Marines out. And the Iranian military, which is in there also, and the Al-Qaeda and anybody else that wants to come in and kill Americans is in there, and they retake their city. So now the Marines are ordered to go back in and start all over again. How would your morale be if you had to go through that, and you're watching your buddies being piled on a truck to go home in coffins? How would you feel? What would your morale be like? And then to have some traitor say you're jazzed up. Yes. So having said that, I decided to take a look at who the heroes of the Iraq and Afghan war are to date. And being the fact that the Democrats always say that the Republicans don't like Latinos, okay, even though Jeb Bush is married to one, and there's a lot more guys married to Latino girls and vice versa, and these guys are serving in the military. They are full-blooded Americans, just like the Texicanos who died at the Alamo. There were Mexicans who died at the Alamo fighting for the United States, fighting for Texas at the time, later for the United States. And they're called Texicanos. So, but you see, the divide and conquer party, they got to get all the blacks, they got to get all the gays, they got to get all the lesbians, they got to get all of the people in prison, they got to get all the communists, and then they're going to lump in the Latinos with the mix. And I got to tell you something, it ain't going to work. And you want to know what's going to break up that little party? A guy named Jesus Christ. Because Latinos are Christian. Latinos, many are Catholic. And now I hear there's even a movement which is like a super Catholic. It's like Catholics on caffeine. And it's in South America. And they are extra strong Catholics. So while the media here with their MBS tells you that the Catholic Church is falling apart, the followers of Jesus are here for good. They've been here for 2,000 years. They're not going anywhere but to church. And every day we get stronger. And the reason we get stronger is because we see the evil that the party of death does, who worships the devil and Mother Earth. So having said that, I want to pay a tribute to the Latinos who serve. And so I did a survey of the names of Latinos who died fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I came up with the one name that was that had the most casualties, the one Spanish name that had the most casualties, and the name was Gomez. There were 14 guys named Gomez who died fighting for America. So Junior can live in the basement until he's 45 and then go to college. And the guy's named Gomez, what struck me this morning when I turned on the military channel, there's the Battle of Fallujah, and there's three guys pinned down, and one guy's name is Gomez, and he's a big stocky guy, and he's got two bullets in him, and he's dragging a severely wounded American to a safe spot. The rest of the Marines have pulled out of the area. These guys are all alone. It's one medic and a guy named Cruz and a guy named Gomez and an Italian guy who's the medic. And the medic wants to take care of Gomez. He's got a bullet. He's got a nicked artery in the left of shoulder. And he tells him, don't take care of me. Take care of the other guy first. And he takes care of, and the medic takes care of the other guy, and finally Gomez lets him take care of him. But they managed to get out of the firefight and get back to safety. Unfortunately, the guy that Gomez dragged out, he died. And it was sad to hear these guys talking about it. You know, his last words were, "Tell my girlfriend I love her," and he winked. You know, he smiled and winked before he died at Gomez. And now Gomez is back home. He's out of the service. He's got a Purple Heart, a Silver Star. And these are the people that are in the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps is the target of the Communist Party. They want to destroy it. They want to sissify it. They want to mock it. And they definitely want to put as many Marines in jail as they can. They want to break the spirit of the Marine Corps. And I'll tell you, the day they break the spirit of the Marine Corps, which isn't too far away, this country is finished. You can kiss your ass goodbye because you don't have a country anymore. And if Obama gets four more years, you're going to be a slave. So let me give you a little tribute, a tune, to the guys who paid the ultimate price to keep us alive, so we can complain about secondhand smoke and worship Mother Earth.
Hiya, boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Today is the 16th of February, and the subject for today is prayer. If you were born after 1950, 1955, you were born into a world of drug slavery. You were born into slavery. Because prior to that time in the United States, there was hardly any drugs in this country. I know. I grew up in Washington Heights, which is now the drug capital of the world. But when I was a kid growing up, the only drug was beer. And I watched drugs move uptown from downtown. And I can tell you just about, if I probably went back and looked at a calendar, I could tell you what year Inwood fell to drugs, what year Riverdale fell to drugs, because I watched it come up. I used to hang around 125th Street and 137th Street and 155th Street, and I used to, and then I seen drugs move uptown as I was hanging out downtown until they finally hit my neighborhood. So I'm talking about drug slavery. And my point about drug slavery is if you're doing drugs, you're a slave. And you were born into it. And chances are, if your parents are of the Woodslime generation, they were druggies too. So not everybody can walk away once they play. And the best way to beat drugs is never do the first one. That's corny. Ford's wife, who was in rehab for alcohol, used to say, say no to drugs. And that's a big laugh, say no to drugs. But let me tell you something. If you don't say no to drugs, the drugs will say yes to you, and you will say yes, massa, for the rest of your life. If you live that long. Okay? Now, drugs in my time, there was a separation. Guys who drank did not do drugs. As a matter of fact, they used to have basketball games, the drunkies against the junkies. But eventually, with the introduction of cocaine on a grand scale, the boys that were doing Guinness also did the coke. They were doing Guinness and coke. And that made for a toxic concoction that takes you right down. Drugs is only one problem. The other problem is that religion is being deep-sixed in the United States. Everybody wants to be European. I don't know why we would want to be European. We fought a revolution, so we wouldn't have to be European. And now we're back to peeing as a European. And it's ridiculous. My point for today is that there was a Navy chaplain to show you how corrupt we've become as a nation and how demoralized and fragmented we are as a nation. A Navy chaplain went on a hunger strike because he was forbidden by the Navy. All right, the Navy, who was founded by an Irish Catholic. John Barry is the father of the American Navy. Okay? This chaplain was told he couldn't say the word Jesus Christ outside of a closed room. And so I wanted to make you aware of how our Navy, up until World War II, depended on God for success. There is a hymn, a naval hymn, which has been sung throughout history of the United States, and it's called the Navy Hymn. And I'm just going to give you the first three verses, so you have an idea of what we used to be when we could walk erect and when we were God and country people. And it goes like this: Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea. Verse 2. O Christ, whose voice the waters heard, and hushed their raging at thy word, who walkst on the foaming deep, and calm amidst its rage did sleep. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea. Verse 3. Most Holy Spirit, who didst brood upon the chaos dark and rude, and bid its angry tumult cease, and give for wild confusion peace. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea. It's a very beautiful hymn. When you hear it, sometimes it's hard to understand the words, because this was probably written in about the late 1700s, early 1800s. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in danger's hour, from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad hymns of praise from land and sea. And my wife says, if you sing God's praises, it counts as two prayers. And there's a whole bunch, and people have added to this. They've added verses down through the years. There's one for the Marine Corps. There's a verse for the Seabees. And Creator Father, who first breathed in us the life that we received, by power of thy breath restore the ill and men with wounds of war. Bless those who give their healing care, that life and laughter all might share. That was introduced in 1969. So I just want to give you a little idea of your roots, because if you don't know your roots, you have none. And you'll just be another flunky in a has-been country. So look back and take heart that you are the spirit of America, and a lot of people out there want to crush it. I'll talk to you, boys and girls.
Okay, I thought that was Navy Hymn, a song, but it's all right. We're going to do... Let's see if this works. Imagine some wuss standing in front of Sergeant Gomez in an airport line, and he turns to him and says, "This is ridiculous. We have to take our shoes off to go through, just to get on a plane." Yeah, I'm sure. Right? You're talking to some GI that's got one leg. We have to take our shoes off. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. What are we going to do? Are we going to lighten up? Are we going to go heavy? What are we? I thought we were going to salute Latinos. Brazil, and we'll go into Moliendo Café.
Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Una canción de amor, una tristeza, lleva el sambo Manuel en su amargura, y pasa la noche entera moliendo café. Fresquecito café, calientito café, ay Manuel,
moliendo café,
ay Manuel,
moliendo café. Play the tune seemed to dance round the words that it said. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say I love you.
loving you, it seems to be a rhapsody. I'm a polar, the pretty little poppy. Must copy its endearing charms from you.
You know, there's a big issue now that mothers with babies are lazy. If you have children and you stay at home, you're lazy. Yes, you're not part of the Democrat Party. You've been banned. Take your kids and get out. So I thought I would come up with a little tune to cheer you up. And This will wrap it up for you.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wanna judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Good baby, won't you look at you now? Oh,
friends came up from Brazil to New York, and you know what they complained about? The prices are too high from the last time they were here. How's that? And we don't notice it. Did you know peanut butter is up 27%? How come Obama's not calling for a windfall profits tax on a peanut butter? How come he's not going after big peanut butter? Well, here's a little Cal Jada. Beautiful song. Used to put me to bed at night. No drifting off. like that? It was a little 2-minute intermezzo. I was going to mention that these people that come up from South America, their first impression of the United States is every white man hates everybody of color. And the reason they get that, that's from all the propaganda that Hollywood puts out. And it's not right, you know. And what's even worse than that, if you ever watch the Hollywood movies, every Latino is a drug dealer. Every black man is a drug dealer. And the Latinos and the blacks and the whites are all fighting over drugs. And that's all they see on TV, and they figure that's the way America lives. They don't see all the good people here. They don't see black farmers in the South are working from sunup to sunset just to make ends meet. They only see the worst of America because Hollywood likes to portray the worst of America. Hollywood, who kicks God out of the movie studio. Here's a little, oh, here's a tune you're going to like. Oh, it's kind of long. I don't know, 439, I don't know if we can handle that. I'll try and keep the 2 minutes. Let's see what Bombacato is, 3. We'll take a look down here and see what we got. We got Celia Cruz. Oh, you want to talk about a good wedding? Well, we got a couple. We got 2 minutes of good weddings. Here's one. Said mass today, and he's been a regular. He's like on leave from Nigeria, and he's a real tribal type of guy. He's short. He's got a he knows chapter and verse. He can quote chapter and verse in his sermons, and he speaks, you know, with an African type of accent. You know, one comes to mind is utter. You know, there's a thing they can't do with D's. But he, you can see that he is a real spiritual guy, and he's tribal. You know, like he says, like when they have a mass in Africa, that's all day. That's all day. And I'm looking at him. He's working in a all white neighborhood. an all-white parish, just about. But I noticed we're getting a lot of Orientals, and I really enjoy it. I like to see Chinese people turning Catholic. We could pick up a billion in new Catholics in a heartbeat. And the Filipinos, they're wonderful. They're real Catholic. If I had the power, I would take the one southern part of the Philippines and give it to the Muslims as their own country, and I would make the rest of the Philippines the 51st state, because they have been with us since before World War II, and they are good people, and that's what this country needs. We don't need the gangs with the numbers on their necks. We need good people. We need the Mexicans who come to work and raise families. We don't need the gangs. We don't need the terrorists who have been sent here to lay low until the imam calls. We don't need that. We don't need Russian mafia here. We don't need that. We need hardworking Russians. We need good Christians. And having said that, I'll give you another tune. Oh, I was thinking while the song was playing, Church Bells May Ring. Do you know, when I grew up, there was no such thing as divorce. If you wanted a divorce, you had to go to Mexico. And only Hollywood people got divorces. How did the rest of the people make it? What was that saying? You made your bed and now you got to lie in it? So, let me give you another tune. And there's a lady, I'll do Chapel of Dreams, because today marriage isn't what it was meant to be. Did you hear the song Amapola, My Pretty Little Flower? When was the last time you heard a guy sing about a woman like he really loved him instead of I trashed that hoe? You know, give me a break, man. Let's get civilized. Let's go back to a civilization. Here's the Chapel of Dreams, where all the dreams come true. About that Nigerian priest. So here he is in an all-white neighborhood, and he's preaching the gospel, and he's pretty comfortable. You know, he's getting 3 squares a day. I imagine he gets a little pay, and he's very comfortable here. Now he's got to go back to Nigeria, and somebody's going to cut his head off for being a Catholic. How's that? How would you like to live like that? You don't think it can happen here? Never can happen. Happens all the time. So, having said that, we'll say a little prayer for that priest and hope that God protects him and that justice is done to the bad Muslims. So I'm going to close with a tune and say thanks to all the guys who serve in the military, because you're the only one that's keeping us free. Nobody else is. Nobody else is. So what song can I give you? I'll give you... Obama Lied to Me. I'll play Hurt. I'm Hurt.
Ooh.